Hello and welcome back to the Wild Path Podcast. I'm sitting here today with Roy Riley on the beach at Westwood Ho, my home village. And Roy and I just bumped into each other in the surf and got to talking about the podcast and some of the stuff that I've talked about in the past came up. So we thought we'd take a moment and have a little chat about some of those issues. Roy's a very successful photographer who's paid his bills with a camera for the past 20 years, working for broadsheets and agencies all over the world, taking photos of, well, all sorts of celebrities that you've heard of, including most of the prime ministers. In fact, I think all the prime ministers since Margaret Thatcher. Thanks for joining us today, Roy.
No, it's an utter pleasure.
I'm just wondering where to start, really, because we were sitting in the surf talking about how that in itself can be some form of a recharge, can be used for all different reasons, and also that kind of element of wildfulness, call it what you will, but there's definitely something in that. There's a reward in there.
Yeah, I think that being out in the surf is an incredible way of reconnecting with nature and the environment. And like yourself, I've been surfing for pretty much most of my life, so I guess nearly 30 years now. And to start off with, I just used to consider it as a sport of going surfing. And it's only in recent years that I've actually realised that it's far more than that. It's not just about going in and catching waves, it's just about getting out into the environment. And sometimes I'll go surfing and I won't even catch a wave, but it's just about actually getting in the sea and reconnecting. And it's been the same with lots of other things in my life, that I've always liked getting outside. I've always liked getting in the mud, climbing trees, or just hanging out in the garden. And I always used to think that I was a bit odd because I was always wanting to go outside. And it's only in recent years that I've learned that actually that's a really important part of life for me. I need to do it. It's not something that's... I don't just do it because it's a hobby. I actually do it because it's something that's really important to my life and to my happiness. And I'd actually be quite lost without it, I think.
I think that's one of the things for us. It's very lucky this is on our doorsteps. Being here, it's not too far from wild, really, is it? We're on the beach, and we were talking about finding that wilderness anywhere and how important that is to us. I think recognising how lucky we are that we can step out of our door when we've got an element of nature, and we've found that connection almost immediately. I know when you work around the world, I was just wondering if there are ways that you find of making that connection when you might be in a big city somewhere.
Yeah, well, you know, I used to live in London, and I found it very difficult until I moved near the river. And so I could just be close to the river on a daily basis. And that was enough of a bit of contact with nature to make me be able to survive living in the city, really. But now I'm lucky enough to live in the West Country. But, you know, I travel a lot for work, and I quite often find myself in hotels or in cities or different places around the world. And I'm always looking for tiny little things that I can do to connect with nature or to ground myself. And I didn't even really know what that was. That sounds like intentional. But for years, it wasn't intentional. It was just me going out and looking for some way of finding my own little piece of nature to connect with. And that might just be going out and finding a garden to lie in, or a tree to sit underneath, or just some flowers to look at. Or it might be going out at sunset or sunrise for a walk or a run. Or it might be, this is my favourite thing, it's just finding a river and jumping in it in my pants. Doesn't really matter what other people think. I just really love jumping in rivers. And since I kind of made the acknowledgement that that was a cool thing to do, I've jumped in loads of rivers in my pants. And you don't have to stay in very long, or I don't stay in very long. Sometimes it's quite cold. Or just some mud to go and wallow around in. You know, I recently did a big shoot which took me away from home for a couple of weeks for a major cruise company. And it meant that I was living on board the ship for nearly 2 weeks. And, you know, some people like that, some people don't. It's not particularly my cup of tea. But you're so disconnected. Even though you're in the middle of the ocean, you're very disconnected from actually anything that's real. You're very ungrounded. And so the first thing that I did when I came back was I took my kids down to the river, and they'd hate me for saying this. They're embarrassed about me all the time, but I literally stripped off my clothes and went and wallowed in the mud down by the river like a water hog, and just kind of reveled in it and rolled around in the mud just to kind of almost like wipe off all that stuff of when you're in an environment where you can't connect to nature. And mm-hmm. it's, and after that, you kind of feel like you're refreshed and washed mm-hmm. down. So, yeah, going back to your initial question, when I'm traveling for work, I'm constantly looking. And I've acknowledged that now, that I need that when I'm working. I work really long hours when I'm away. It's very intensive. And just to be able to find a little bit of nature to go and just unwind in and ground yourself is vitally important. And I don't think I could actually do my job without that from time to time. There was, to give you an example, there was a shoot that we were on last year where me and my assistant travelled for a week up and down the length of the UK doing a variety of shoots. And we were staying at hotels, but we were leaving, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, and we were working, driving for a bit, working all day, mm-hmm. Then editing and traveling of an evening, getting to a hotel at maybe, you know, 11 o'clock or midnight, then finding something to eat, which doesn't really leave much time for anything. There's other work to be done as well. So it's very constant, very hardcore. But in the mornings, I was just getting up 15 minutes before and just going for a run every morning just to find a bit of nature mm-hmm. that I could just be in for that short period of time. And it just sets you up. It's, for me, it's not for everybody, but for me, it's vitally important to be able to do that, to find those little bits of peace and tranquility and nature and just reconnect. And then I feel ready to go for another day.
Yeah. And when you're on that run, is it an objective to find nature in that run for you?
If I can run and jump in some water somewhere in my pants, then yes. It's not every day. These things aren't formulaic. Mm. You just have to kind of go with your own gut instinct on it. And, you know, if you wake up and you're feeling tired and you're feeling out of, you've got no energy, the temptation is just to sort of roll over in bed and try and get another 15 minutes sleep, when actually what you might need to do is to get up and go out and jump in a river, which might seem a little bit counterproductive to how you're actually feeling. But if you can in some way connect with that feeling inside you that rather than needing an extra 15 minutes, what you actually need to do is wallow in the mud for 15 minutes, that might be the thing that, you know, sets you up for having a better day. I don't know if that makes sense. Absolutely.
And I think for me, well, I've talked a lot about in the past about that connection can be anywhere, and it can be the smallest of thing. Sometimes it's just like the way algae's grown on a wall in somewhere. But it fascinates me that nature's never far away.
Yeah.
And even when you are in the middle of somewhere like London, it doesn't take long to find some form of nature that's slowly coming back.
Yeah.
And that, I know for me, it is a conscious search for the wilderness wherever I am. Another thing we were chatting about, Roy, I sort of mentioned to you about finding wildfulness and those moments. And you'd mentioned, I was curious about something you'd said about justifying that and the need that some people, you almost feel like there needs to be an excuse, or people have an expectation of you to be working and not seeing any connection with the wilderness or any connection with the outdoors as something that is essential to somebody.
I think this is actually pretty huge, quite huge for me anyway. I can't speak for anybody else, but quite often I'll go for a walk, or I'll go for a run, or I'll go and hang out at the river, or I'll go surfing, you know, any number of different things. And quite often during the working week, people will look at you a bit funny and quite often, you know, make comments like, why aren't you at work? Or shouldn't you be working? Or something like that. And They might well be right, but I actually consider those times to be really important for the success of the work that I produce. That I can't sit in an office from 9 to 5 staring at a computer and coming up with creative ideas. I need to get out. And while it might seem that getting out and connecting with nature is escaping work, for me it isn't quite that simple. It's more about getting out of my office space and getting into nature, and then ideas start to come. And, you know, I often feel like I need to justify that, but you can't walk around and explain that to people all of the time. I know certainly that if I'm in my office for sort of 10 hours straight, that I become really quite stagnant. And I believe that a lot of other people are a little bit the same. So I quite often just escape and come out. And that's when the ideas start coming. And I could not function without that. And justifying it to yourself, I suppose, is that, you know, thinking that it's actually okay. You don't have to work 8 hours straight. You can get out and you can go out and have experiences in the environment that might trigger you to be a more efficient worker for the rest of the time that you get back into your office. I don't know if I've explained that very clearly, have I, Dave? It kind of felt like I was being a little bit wordy with that.
I'm not sure, because I know exactly what you mean, so I don't know. It's easy for me to say, oh yeah, I'm completely, but I think we're already on that wavelength, and part of me thinks about people that are listening that might be sitting in an office or on the commute into work, and for them to think, well, it's easy for you guys to say sitting on the beach.
Yeah.
So I appreciate that for it might not be everybody that sees it in that context, but I do think it's an essential element of well-being wherever you are. And it's not just about the working persona that you take on. The improvement is across the board, really.
I would agree with that completely, that it's not trying to say that it's just a work thing. It is only really touching on the very edge of the issue, because I know that if I get out and have a little bit of space and can interact with nature and the environment on my own terms, I know that it makes me into a much better photographer and filmmaker. It makes me into a much better father, and it makes me into a much better partner for my wife. You know, I'm horrible if I get stuck in and can't get out. And that doesn't have to be, it's not always about, you know, it touches back onto what we were talking about earlier. It doesn't have to be roaming across Exmoor or going surfing in the most amazing surf breaks across the world. It can just be about getting out and, as we said before, sitting underneath a tree. Or I'll tell you what, there's this thing that an old friend of mine used to do that really was important for me, and it, like, a lot of people will think this is completely mad, but she used to make us lie on the grass in a field or the garden or a park or anywhere, and like lie on your belly and like grip into the soil and the grass with your hands and feet and pretend that you're riding a mammoth, a giant woolly mammoth, and you're like clinging on to its back. And it's like, that can be enough. Just like meditate in that moment of riding the woolly mammoth. I really don't know if I should have told that story. You know, that's kind of what I'm talking about, of like tiny little interactions that you can go and do. And you don't have to justify that to anybody. If it makes you feel better doing something like that, then just do it. If it makes you more efficient and a better person, then what the hell? You know, what are you waiting for? Go out and ride a garden lawn grass mammoth for a minute during, you know, your lunch break or before work or after work or whenever the hell you like. But if that work, you know, find your own grassy mammoth.
I love that. I think it's absolutely, that's where we almost need to end, because I feel that I don't think there's anyone that's listening to this podcast that somewhere inside them isn't thinking, what a bloody good idea. But how do I justify it? And it isn't. I think that's our point, isn't it? It's not about justifying. It's about finding it for yourself.
I think that sort of pressing that reset button, would that be a good way of describing it? Or grounding yourself? And just, you know, a process of... it's a process of reinvention. That would be the best way that I could describe my own interaction with the wilderness, the natural environment, the ocean, whatever you want to call it. You know, we're all under a lot of pressure, and that pressure builds up over time, and everyone wants your attention, your time for stuff. Any way that you can find to reset yourself and reinvent yourself back to zero has got to be a good thing. There's not many things in this world that are good things. You know, there are loads of things that have got negative connotations. There's always a what if or a yes but with most things in life. Getting outside, connecting with nature, getting some fresh air, maybe getting some exercise, resetting your own mind, there's no negative with any of that. You tell me some other thing that's got zero negatives attached to it. That is, it's only good. It can only be good. I think a lot of people have lost that connection of understanding that. And I think that, you know, if you feel tired, a lot of people would say, well, I'll just sit on the sofa and watch telly. I'm feeling so tired, so I need to go to bed early. I'm tired. I'm stressed and tired. I just want to have some Netflix and chill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. I just want to go to the bar and get drunk. I'm tired. I just want to sit down. I just want to chill out. You're tired? Go and take your pants off and jump in the river, for Christ's sake. You're feeling tired? Go and ride the grassy mammoth in your garden. It might just help. You know, every day, not just once. It's not like once you do it, you know.
Yep.
You might find that your life gets a little bit better. Who
yeah.
knows?
That's almost, we could go on, because from this I fear there's this, you know, we call it the wilderness, and wild and danger has all of those. So people are fearful of that. It's the amount of times I'm out with clients and they'll be, we'll be in the pouring rain and they'll often stop and be, oh, actually, this is brilliant. And if I was indoors and I looked out, I wouldn't in a million years dream of stepping out into this. And even just jumping in the rain, or the, one of my favourites is going and shouting at the thunder. it's that reset. It's that zero, and it brings you back to what you truly are, which is just another being on this planet. So, yeah, we're in a sense, I guess we're all riding that grassy mammoth. We might just, some of us, be doing it on 2 feet rather than clinging on for everything that we've got. Roy, it's getting on, and I'm conscious that we've both got other stuff to do, but it's been brilliant talking to you. Thanks very much for your time.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's been a great privilege to have you share your thoughts on this. So thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
I'll be back again next week with another podcast. Thanks again for listening. Until next week, cheerio.